This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor, 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to what is a Thursday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375, the free Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, and also streaming live on YouTube. 888-710-4ISN is the number to jump on in. That's 888-710-4476. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Taylor Swift made her debut on her boyfriend's podcast, New Heights, with Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce. It broke the internet last night. And I'm not just saying that as, oh, tongue-in-cheek, it broke the internet. YouTube literally crashed. And you know what, Travis and Jason? I could relate, because for about a month and a half, our YouTube stream was crashed. And eventually, they got ours back up and running. Now, we did not have 11.3 million people watching. I think the high last night, just during one time someone watching, was like at one period, was 1.2 million, I think I saw.
I think up to 1.3.
Whew. Yeah. Look at Stu. He's like, come on, make sure you get every person in there.
I checked it like 10 times.
Right now, as I sit here, and this was released 19 hours ago, it's closing in on 11.4 million. 11.4 million, that's what it's closing in on. And it hasn't even been up for 24 hours yet. Now, I had a little bit of a birthday dinner last night, a belated birthday dinner. I went to Resdora in the city, so I was a little bit occupied. So I did not get a chance to watch it live. And I did not get a chance to watch it at all yet. Like, I saw some clips here and there, but I did not sit down and watch the entirety of what ended up being, I believe, a 2-hour and 3-minute episode. So, Stu, I know Samter had to cut some clips for the show, but you are clearly a Swiftie, you and your girlfriend, and this was your girlfriend's Super Bowl when this was released last night.
It really was.
So did you have all like the buffalo chicken dip, the wings, order in some pizza, you know, do something special, you know, when that's all going down? What was your review of it? Just wondering, because I know that you watched it, I'm assuming, in full, right? You were either, I don't want to even say you were forced to.
No.
Because Stu loves him some Taylor Swift.
So, okay, I watched what I thought was in full. I thought when it ended, it just ended.
Oh, it was almost as if how I thought The Sopranos ended.
Yeah, it just went black. I'm like, is that it? I'm like, all right, I guess that's it. So there is, I guess, 15 or 20 minutes that I did not see. So I watched the hour 45 of it, the you know, the revealing parts plus her revealing the album and all that. I thought it was good. I wasn't sure how much their relationship was going to be, you know, asked about and talked about, because I know she's very guarded.
And they all, it's the Kelseys and her, so they control what gets out here. This is not as if she's going to get sandbagged in the interview and there's going to be some ridiculous questions asked because, A, she's sleeping with Travis and Jason is Travis Kelce's brother. Did you laugh at the way that
I did?
How I said that?
You're not wrong, but I did laugh at that.
That's the person that should protect you the most, right?
You would think. It was also very edited. There were parts where I could tell they edited a few things out.
Do you think she definitely had the creative control here.
Yes, definitely.
Do you think behind the scenes she was saying, yeah, let's cut that, let's
I'm
do
sure.
That?
I'm sure there was definitely some of that. But I thought it was good. I thought it was a good watch, and it didn't feel like an hour 45. It felt shorter than that, and then it was over. I was like, oh, I guess we're done here.
What was the biggest takeaway? And I asked this. Did you and your girlfriend have a debriefing about this afterwards? Did you guys talk about it afterwards, or was, okay, this ended, and we're just going to bed?
Angie was more like excited and gaga, I guess, about the album.
Okay.
And the album art and the, you know, 12 songs instead of, I think the last album had like 24 or something like that. So why is there 12 and all the Easter eggs and all that fun stuff?
So that's the girl perspective.
Yes.
Right? If we're going to give you a perspective on this show, Angie, you know, met the girl quota for us. The dude perspective on this. And Stu, you are our dude in this equation. Your dude perspective was what was the one thing that either made you gasp or you go, okay, that was funny or that was interesting? Was there anything memorable from this?
I think the funniest part for me was her idea of football before she met Travis.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we have that clip, right? Or we have something in the realm of that. Is cut three, let's hear that. This is the New Heights podcast. Taylor Swift fell in love with football from Travis Kelce.
Travis is like, he's just a vibe booster in everyone's life that he's in. He's like a human exclamation point. Like, also, you're so non-judgmental about people, and you were not judgmental about the fact that I knew nothing about the world you were in. Jason, on our first date, I legitimately asked him what it was like when the Chiefs played the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and he looked across the field, across the line of scrimmage, and saw his brother standing on the other, like 5 feet in front of him on the field.
Yeah.
And he was like, he didn't even look at me. Like, I now know what an insane question that was. He was like, actually, I'm only on the field at the same time as the defense. I thought everyone was out there at the same time. No, you don't understand. I thought it was like Jared Goff is here and Josh Allen's here. Yeah. And they're going to be like, they blow a whistle and then they go at each other and they're like, who's going to win?
That's actually,
I would love to see Jared Goff play some defense.
I've got some thoughts. Yeah. I didn't know what a first down was. I didn't know what the chains were. I didn't know what a tight end was.
I am forever thankful for you diving into the football world.
Oh my God. I fell in love with it. I became obsessed with it. I became like a person who was running through the halls of my house screaming, we drafted Xavier Worthy. And my friends are like, who body snatched you? What do you mean?
I'll tell you I don't even need to listen to the rest of this podcast. The biggest winner is Xavier Worthy. That was not on my bingo card that Xavier Worthy was going to be mentioned on this podcast from Taylor Swift. Now, I will say it's also a bad moment for Kadarius Toney. Because if you may recall, Samter and I, we made the back page, I think it was of the New York Post. I have never seen a media night like the media night, and that was Eagles and it was Chiefs and 49ers, right? I think it was Chiefs and 49ers.
Yes. It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, because as she said in the clip, they weren't together when it was the Kelce Bro Bowl. So it was Chiefs and 49ers the second time, and that's when she was dating Travis Kelce, and also it's maybe the biggest blunder of my career. I was at the AFC Championship game, and with a minute and a half left in a game that was over, they go, oh, all media that want to go on to the field, please assemble near the elevator. And I'll never forget this. I go, should I go on the field? You know what? I want to go into the post-game press conference room because I thought, right, they'll bring out Andy Reid. They'll bring out Patrick Mahomes. They'll bring out Travis Kelce. Let me get a front row seat. And that's what I'll go to instead of running on the field and then getting stuck in the back of the room where it's going to be impossible to ask a question. And then I find out as I'm sitting in the media room where I had a front row seat. And literally as Clark Hunt was giving his address to the media, Patrick Mahomes was sitting right next to me in what was a chair that was basically made for like a school student with the desk on it and all that stuff. And while the owner of the Chiefs was speaking, and I didn't really care what he had to say, it was more so I was there to, you know, interview Mahomes, interview Andy Reid, and I thought it was going to be Travis Kelce too. I was perusing Twitter, and I saw that Taylor Swift got on the field. And why I say that's my biggest career blunder is because I would have got a video of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, and that would have done a ton of views on Twitter and on Instagram. And if you recall, we had Drew Tranquil on the show. And Drew Tranquil was the first player in an interview, an exclusive with us, by the way, that said, I actually think Travis and Taylor are in love and we should celebrate that. And Entertainment Tonight did about a 10-minute segment on just our interview with Drew Tranquil. It was basically the Zach Gelb show on Entertainment Tonight. And then I thought, okay, Travis Kelce was going to come to the podium. I think it was Ted Cruz is his name, is the director of Chiefs PR. I believe that's his name.
C-R-E-W-S, different from the other Ted Cruz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry, Ted Cruz. Let me emphasize that a little bit better. You're not the politician. And he goes, yeah, Travis is a little busy. I don't know where he is, so he's not going to be coming to the podium. So I didn't get a chance to talk to Travis Kelce there, but at the Super Bowl 2 weeks later, Boomer and Gio wanted me to ask bizarre questions so they could play it for the morning show. So my 6'4" frame is in how many reporters, or I don't even know if you call them reporters. How many people do you think were around Travis Kelce, do you think, there, Samter, at media night on that opening night when he's at the podium?
So to start, I mean, because he was there for about 45 minutes, but start when it was really people were literally elbowing each other to get through to ask him a question, I would say at least 500, 600.
Yeah, so it was a ton of people. And they took a photo of it, and the New York Post used it on their back page. And you see myself and Samter in the crowd with people. And I've been to a ton of those opening nights at the Super Bowl. Like, I've been able to fire off 8 questions or so to Tom Brady, which is pretty absurd that I'm able to get that many questions in. But for Travis Kelce, I knew I had to do some sort of bit so it would play on Boomer and Gio. So I printed out a photo of Phil Simms as they do this joke about Phil Simms wearing what they call lady glasses. And I said, hey, Travis, I heard your mother, Donna, on your podcast, you referred to her, or she referred to you as a fashionista. So since you're the fashionista, Boomer and Gio do this whole bit where they go after Phil Simms and they don't like his lady glasses. How would you critique them? And he gave the answers, and he goes, oh, Boomer and Gio basically's got to, stop the criticism of Phil Simms because he liked the lady glasses. And then Kadarius Toney, which brings up here why he's a loser here on this podcast, and Xavier Worthy is a winner, because what Kadarius Toney at one point was supposed to be, even though he wasn't drafted by the Chiefs, is what Xavier Worthy is starting to do. And I know that Kadarius Toney had a great Super Bowl up against, I believe it was the Eagles, not even the 49ers. And I said to him, do you have just the Kadarius Toney part?
I have both. I can get just the Kadarius Toney, but it's all one clip. It's only 30 seconds long.
Yeah, you know what? Just go ahead. Play the whole thing since we have it. It's better than me just explaining it.
Travis, Mama Kelce called you a fashionista on that New Heights podcast. I need to use your fashion sense for a second. Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti, they poked fun at Phil Simms for his lady glasses that he wears. I have a photo right here What do you think of Phil Simms' glasses?
What's so ladylike about those? Those are some good, solid glasses. As long as it's helping him see, that's all that matters.
And the other thing is, Kadarius Toney goes by the rap name Young Joker.
The Joker.
I'm just wondering, will Taylor get on an album with him to kind of put his rap career on the map?
I mean, she's been known to dabble in the rap world. I don't know. We'll have to see. I'll see if Joker's up for it or not.
Thank you.
So if we would have thought that bizarre Chiefs wide receivers would have been mentioned by Taylor Swift, I thought nothing would reach Kadarius Toney right there. Kadarius Toney now is an afterthought, and it's all about Xavier Worthy. So I've not listened to that podcast yet, but if we do winners and losers from that podcast, I don't know how anyone could be more of a winner than Xavier Worthy.
I'll say this for me.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched like about an hour, a little over an hour of it.
Oh wow!
And I'm gonna listen to the rest of it on the drive on the train home. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't expecting to enjoy it that much.
And you did.
I wasn't expecting to listen to as much of it as I did. I don't know a lot about Taylor Swift outside of like what she puts out there mm-hmm. publicly, and because she's never been on a podcast before, I don't think even her fans got to see so much of her personality. She is funny. She's quick-witted. She's smart. There are so many things about her that I'm listening and I'm like, this is not who I expected Taylor Swift to be. Yes, Xavier Worthy might be the big winner. Taylor Swift is a big winner also, at least in the male sphere. And even in her own sphere, like people who love her, people who want to get to know her, people who don't know her, found out a lot about this lady, and she is really cool.
And then I would say the losers for a little bit were YouTube when it crashed, but then they ended up getting what? Almost 12 million views or whatever it's at right now. So I think they ended up, did anyone get a lot of shade in this? Just wondering. Did anyone, you walk away and you go, okay, someone lost because of this podcasting performance?
No, but she did say that Andy Reid was the greatest coach of all time. So maybe Belichick lost in that regard.
Well, that's fine. That's a nice opinion of Taylor Swift. But she used to think that Jason and Travis were going to go up against one another on the field at the same time. So I don't know if she was well-versed about Bill Belichick's great coaching career and how Bill Belichick owned Andy Reid. And how Andy Reid for a long time had a 20-year run where he would get to all these NFC championship games and couldn't win a big game until he got Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, when she said that, I just turned to Angie and I was like, that's not true.
No, yeah. Well, now all these Swifties are going to say Andy Reid's the greatest coach of all time.
They are,
so
yes.
Isn't my perception of Taylor Swift, is she used to claim that she grew up as a big Eagles fan, right?
Yes.
She's from Reading, Pennsylvania. She actually talked about it in the podcast.
A little fugazi, though, if she didn't even know how football was played.
Well, so she even said in the podcast, and again, here I am, you know, defending Tay-Tay.
Yeah.
She talked about how she would hear her dad screaming about the Eagles in one room while she was sitting in another room playing with the guitar and learning how to... So she acknowledged the Eagle fandom of the family, but also how she was not involved in it.
Okay, I wasn't expecting to do 15 minutes on the actual podcast. I really wanted to lead the show defending the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's what we're going to do right now. So I do believe that there's always ammunition here when Travis Kelce is dating Taylor Swift that people are going to say, oh, he's distracted because of her. And then all these off-the-field opportunities that do exist because the fact he's dating Taylor Swift, and also he's one of, not the greatest, but one of the greatest tight ends of all time, and he has a great personality, all these other off-the-field opportunities, especially in the entertainment world, are now offered to him. And it's not just me saying it, because I don't really think they're distractions. I don't really think that they're problematic. You know, we live in a world now where you can multitask, and I think it's a little antiquated if you're sitting there saying, oh, he doesn't have his priorities in order. But Travis Kelce did an interview with GQ, and this is what he said. I think it might have slipped. He's talking about the play a little bit because I did have a little bit more focus in trying to set myself up, Kelce said. And opportunities came up where I was excited to venture into a new world of acting and being an entertainer. He was quick to stress that he doesn't regret taking any of those opportunities. Quote, I don't say this as I shouldn't have done it, Kelce said. I'm just saying that my work ethic is such that I have so much pride in how I do things that I never want the product to tail off. And I feel like these past 2 years haven't been to my standard, end close quotes. Let me just be the first person to say this. And I say that in jest because I don't think I'm the first person to say this. The Kansas City Chiefs, we've been told the last 3 years, are vulnerable. In the last 3 years, the Kansas City Chiefs have been to three straight Super Bowls, and they've won two out of three. And now this offseason, you got people, and these two people don't belong in the same sentence. But Colin Cowherd and Carlos Ortiz are trying to write the demise of the Kansas City Chiefs, where Colin Cowherd's picking the Broncos to win the division, and Carlos Ortiz is walking around like a drunk fool at Bob's Bar with the sign on his shirt that's saying the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs. I don't understand that take. And I really think that take is all about, okay, there's Chiefs fatigue. And when a team is so dominant and when a team is so successful, when they have a little slip up and they don't actually win a championship, and a bad year for them is them getting smacked in the Super Bowl by the Philadelphia Eagles after winning back-to-back Super Bowls, people are ready to pounce and people are ready to basically pronounce the death of the Chiefs dynasty. Like, I went through this with the Patriots. Whether it was Rob Parker or Nick Wright or Max Kellerman, that would always go after either Tom Brady or Bill Belichick or the Patriots and would basically be getting ready to write the death certificate for the Patriots dynasty. And now Travis Kelce adds more fuel to the fire, where he's like, oh, my play probably slipped because I was more concerned with some priorities off the field. Oh yeah, it had nothing to do, Travis, with the fact that you're 35, you turned 36 in October. You still put up good numbers, but they're not an elite level. That's normal. Not everyone could play at a high level until they're 40-something years old. Usually when you get to your 30s, your early 30s in the NFL, you start to slow down. And by your mid-30s, you're cooked in this league. You're not cooked. And the Chiefs aren't cooked as well. So there's going to be a lot of people in the summer that need help in getting content and creating content. And they're just going to take the low-hanging fruit. Well, who's the most successful team for the last half decade in the NFL? Oh, it's the Kansas City Chiefs. Let me just say the Chiefs are going to be bad this year. The Chiefs are going to regress. The only way the Chiefs are really going to fall off is if Mahomes gets hurt and he has to miss a full season or a significant time. But in all likelihood, at a bare minimum, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to an AFC Championship game this year. And until a team like Buffalo or the Ravens have their cojones drop, then guess what? The Chiefs are probably going to a fourth straight Super Bowl. And everyone keeps on telling me year by year the Chiefs are vulnerable, but yet they keep on still getting to the big game and they've won two out of the last three Super Bowls. So Travis Kelce can make excuses for his play dropping. People could see the Chiefs getting blown out in a big game and go, oh, there's other teams that are more talented than them. The odds are that at a bare minimum, this team's going to be in the AFC Championship game again. And in all likelihood, they're probably going back to another Super Bowl. So I am Zach Gelb, and I am not buying that we're already in the demise of the Kansas City Chiefs, and all of a sudden the Chiefs are going to be dead, and they're going to go from the standard to then a team that is nowhere close to meeting what is the standard in the NFL. All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Where's your confidence level in the Kansas City Chiefs entering this season? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I can't believe we even have to have this as a conversation. Because it's not only, oh, the Chiefs just keep on winning. The Chiefs for the last 3 years, I've been told they're vulnerable. They're not as good as they once were. And if they're not as good as they once were, then why were the Philadelphia Eagles the only team that was able to put a quote-unquote nail in the coffin? And Buffalo can't beat them in a big game. And the Ravens can't beat them in a big game. Come on, folks. They lost a Super Bowl. They lost a Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles this year. And now all of a sudden people think they're going to stink? And I know they lost to Tampa Bay all those years ago as well. But last time I checked, and trust me, they're my team, Patriots are losing an AFC Championship game to the Ravens. Up, they're done. Up, they're cooked. Brady loses three Super Bowls, two to the Giants, one to the Eagles. Oh, they're cooked, they're done. And for 20 years, Tom Brady was a giant pain in many of your you-know-whats. And he just kept on winning and winning and winning. And just when you thought you got him, he would respond with winning. Mahomes, Andy Reid, Kelce, in all likelihood, at the worst. If all bleep hits the fan, and I'm not saying take health out of it. Like, let's just assume they're healthy. Where Mahomes is still there, Kelce's still at tight end, and Andy Reid's on the sideline. At a bare minimum, this team makes the AFC Championship game this season. All right, it is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll take a timeout. Cam Ward really optimistic about his offense. Who are the best NFL-wide receiving units? in the league. We'll get to that on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, it is Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I am going to Chicago tomorrow. So I will be off tomorrow, but we'll be back on Monday. And next week I am here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So the summer of one Zach Gelb is definitely winding down with college football right around the corner. We're 16 days until the Pittsburgh Panthers open up their season. And coming up in a half hour from now, right at the top of the hour at 4 p.m. Eastern time, Pat Narduzzi is going to stop by. And we always enjoy when he joins us on the program. In about an hour, about 50 minutes, actually. 50 minutes. Pat Boyle actually is stirring things up here at the network. So Pat Boyle did a segment last night, final segment of the show, where they did a draft, Pete the Body Bellotti, Andrew Bogish, and Pat Boyle. And they did a draft since the inception of the network. If you're a full-time talk show host, who are the best talk show hosts? And I was the fifth pick. Which, with how many talk show hosts that we've had, I'll take that. I will take that being the fifth pick of that draft. But there were some people that were left off that list that I have a little bit of a problem with, And we will go and visit that list coming up in 50 minutes. And I do wonder if there's going to be a fallout from that. If anyone, because talk show hosts could be very sensitive. I'm not sensitive, but there's a lot of other talk show hosts that are sensitive. And this list has kind of made the rounds on social media. And if you're not on the list and you thought you should have been on the list, I wonder if Pat Boyle catches any shrapnel and people start going after Pat Boyle a little bit. And they get annoyed that Pat or Pete the Body Bellotti or Andrew Bogish did not select them. And here's what I wonder, too. I don't know how many people publicly will state that they're frustrated. You know, maybe you get a quote tweet and be like, oh, you know, look at all those years I was there and they don't even want to recognize me. Like, that could happen. But I do think with how a lot of people like to gossip, that there will be a lot of texts and a lot of phone calls about this Pat Boyle list. So I hope really bleep hits the fan. And I hope we get a lot of scuttlebutt the next few days where people are freaking out that they weren't on this list. Anyway, though, I am going to Chicago tomorrow, like I mentioned. And on Saturday, I'm going to Wrigley during the day. And then at night, I'm going to UFC. So if you have any recommendations for things for me to do when I'm in Chicago, please, please, please let me know at Zach Gelb on Twitter and also at Zach Gelb on Instagram, ZACHGELB. Let's hear from Cam Ward. This was Cam Ward while speaking to the media yesterday. He has high praise for his offense and especially his wide receiver.
I think we honestly have the ability to be a top-10 offense, but also going, it goes on every guy in that huddle, including myself, bringing the right mindset every day. And us also playing together, I think that's the biggest thing is that we always play together. We never point fingers at each other on both sides of the ball. And we just got to always have that mindset that we can be the best offense in the NFL. I think I also have a top-5 receiver core in the NFL, including the young guys who are able to make plays. It's really all about just us or myself putting the ball in their frame of work, letting them make a play. And then it's also those guys being aggressive to make plays for the team.
It's not as if the Tennessee Titans have a bad wide receiving core. I look at Calvin Ridley. I think Calvin Ridley, if anything, what we saw in the first preseason game when he had 3 receptions for 50 or 51 yards, I believe Calvin Ridley, I would bet on him having a big season this year. Tyler Lockett's good, but he's slowing on down. And Van Jefferson has now been in the league for quite some time. So those 3 names that highlight the wide receiving core, I wouldn't say that it's the best wide receiving core in the league. I wouldn't say it's even top 5. But it's not a bad unit for a first-year quarterback to walk in, and it's not as if he has no one to throw the football to, which we've seen before. So let's skip around the room here. We'll do 2 picks each. And we will give you the best wide receiving corps in the NFL. I will start things off. I'm actually going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, obviously, they are top-heavy with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. After that, I like Andre Yosivash a lot out of Princeton. And I've heard a lot of good things about him. We've seen him here and there the last few years have some moments. But Andre Yosivash, I think that he's going to have a bigger season this year than what he's had in years past. And I guess you could throw in the tight ends here, too. You got Mike Gesicki, who's solid. And then Noah Fant, who just joined there, is not too bad at all. But I know it's mainly focusing on the wide receivers, but pretty much tight ends are basically wide receivers with how the NFL is played now. So I will go with the Cincinnati Bengals as my first selection. Stu, who would you like to highlight?
Give me the Los Angeles Rams. Puka Nacua, I think if he's healthy, he's shown that he can be a very good receiver in this league. They bring in Davante Adams to replace Cooper Kupp. I think going from the train wrecks of the Raiders and the Jets last year to a team, assuming Stafford is healthy, that has obviously Super Bowl aspirations, a great offense, I think that'll kind of ignite him a bit. Tutu Atwell's pretty good.
He's a speedster.
Yeah,
He's a small guy. I remember interviewing him in the pre-draft process. He's skinny, and the question is, can he stay healthy? Which the last 2 years, I think he has. This first year, he wasn't. But he's a speedster. There's no doubt about it.
Then you got Tyler Higbee as well, pretty good tight end. So I like the Rams, especially like you said. I think my pick is more because it's top heavy with Adams and Nacua, but overall I love their receiving corps.
Samter, who do you got here? Who's your first one?
I mean, it's similar, very top heavy, but I like their number 3 as well. So I have to go with the Vikings with, I think, the best receiver in the NFL in Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, who was a Biletnikoff winner when he was at Pitt before going to USC. Mm-hmm. Superstar when he comes back from his suspension. Jalen Naylor, I know he's not a huge name, but I know you like him. I think he's a really good player.
I like Jalen Naylor.
Don't you like Jalen Naylor?
No, I don't have an opinion on him.
Who was the guy in the Vikings that you've had on a few times?
Oh, he was on
KJ Jefferson.
Yeah, KJ Osborne.
KJ Osborne. So yeah. I was getting
the, then I saw him play for the Patriots last year. I don't know how much I like Jalen Naylor.
He's not bad. He's done. He's been effective. So I just think that when you have that much talent at the top, as long as you have a reasonable 3-4, then you're good to go.
Yeah, and you also have T.J. Hockenson at the tight end position, which is not that bad as well. All righty, my next selection and my final one, I'm going to go with the Philadelphia Eagles. Super Bowl champs, A.J. Brown, top five wide receiver in the NFL. Devontae Smith is incredible. Jahan Dotson is their number three wide receiver, former first-round pick. Dallas Goedert is a fine tight end. You know, I wouldn't say he's great, but you know, he's better than average. So I look at that unit right there, and that's one of the better wide receiving units in the NFL. Stu?
So I know this wide receiver group, especially duo up top, I don't know if they're going to be together for that much longer, mostly because of maybe one of the guys wanting out. But I still think Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle as a duo is very good, assuming Tyreek's on the same page as Tua, and Tua's on the same page as Tyreek. And then, of course, Jalen Waddle might be almost as good as Tyreek Hill. And you add a Darren Waller, who I don't know what to expect come out of retirement, but
that he won't play.
Probably won't play. It's probably a nothing, but he is a guy that made a Pro Bowl, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. So maybe you have something there. But again, more of the Tyreek Hill and Waddle, I think, are still very good.
The Dolphins, I am curious. And they use Devon Achane also as well out of the backfield, too, which they could dump the ball off to him and have him quickly find his way in the end zone. There's been a lot of negativity with the Dolphins. And I know the pod is calling the kettle black here because I've been the one that's been leading this negativity for the last year and a half with Mike McDaniel, the Miami Dolphins, and Chris Greer, too. I peeked at their schedule. Isn't this the team that everyone craps on all summer long and they get off to an incredibly hot start? Just listen to their first five games. They're at Indy. Who knows who's going to be playing quarterback for Indy this year? Then they play my Patriots, but the Patriots have struggled up against Miami for years. Then they're at Buffalo Thursday night, probably a loss. Then they play the Jets, and then they're at the Panthers. If I tell you right now that the Dolphins start the year off 4-1, even with all the problems that we've highlighted this offseason, would it be crazy? Absolutely not. So that's just something to monitor, because usually there's a team we all dump on all offseason long, and then they end up being a lot better to start off the season. Like, remember the Saints last year? Saints got off to an incredibly hot start, and we're getting calls from New Orleans. Apologize for everything you said about the Saints. It had to work for the rest of the year. I didn't hear back from any of those dopes in the first 2 weeks of the season that wanted to put Derek Carr in the Hall of Fame and everyone that was playing with the Saints. Please, give me a break. All right. Samter, who's your last team here, last unit?
It's weird to say considering where they stood after the draft, but I'm going to go with the Dallas Cowboys. You add George Pickens to C.D. Lamb, and now you got Jalen Tolbert, Kevontae Turbin, Jonathan Mingo as like your slot guys, your third string, fourth string guys. There's some talent there. Javonte Williams can catch the ball. Miles Sanders out of the backfield. Deuce Vaughn, we love him and how shifty he can be out of the backfield. Jake Ferguson is still probably a top, what, six tight end in the NFL? Top seven?
He's dating a Cavender, so his stock, well, he's engaged to a Cavender, so his stock's only rising.
There you go.
Had a Carson Beck and Ferguson work out. Carson Beck, not so much. Ferguson. Yeah, works out well for him.
And as long as George Pickens can not be a pain in the butt, I think that's a ridiculous duo with a lot of other good pieces around them.
All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show right here on the Infinity Sports Network. We will take a break. We'll come on back. We'll update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We'll do a news brief on the other side. Pat Narduzzi is going to join us at 4 p.m. Eastern time, and then we'll react to Pat Boyle's late night draft where he ranked all the hosts in the history of the network pretty much. And I was pretty good with my ranking. You know, I will say that. I'm good. You know, some could say I should have been one. No, I'm just kidding. I thought I was not going to be in the top five. And I woke up this morning, I saw I was in the top five. I go, okay, you know, that's good with me. You know, we're going to use that. My next contract negotiation, Marco, I think I'm going to go to management and go, Pat Boyle thinks I'm a top five host in the history of the network. What do you guys say? Right? $1 million contract. You guys ready?
Interesting. Interesting.
That's Marco's way of saying just toss the bleeping update.
No, that's my way of saying I was unaware of this list, and now I'm curious.
Okay. There were some names that were left off, and I was a little disappointed with a Fordham guy like Andrew Bogish not understanding the assignment either. And you would think Bogish and Bilotti were also in this draft. You would think they would totally understand how to do this. Bogish.
Well, Bogish especially. He's more of cross the T, dot the I's. Yes. Bogish, he's buttoned up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bogish, it was full-time host. Bogish picked Andy Gresh as his last pick. And Gresh was never a full-time host on this network.
He should know better than
And
that.
There was a few legendary hosts that were left off the list. Shake it up! Got me on the list. Yep, but I don't want to kill the segment right now. So standing by with the latest sports flash. That's a cliffhanger. Here he is, El Capitan, Marco Belletti.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Yes, yes. This portion of the show is sponsored by the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on now. Get deals so right, it almost feels wrong. Don't miss out. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. News brief time. This Taylor Swift, Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce, New Heights podcast. It's doing a lot of views. Closing in on 12 million views, and it hasn't been even up for 24 hours yet. This is Taylor Swift that she says her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, when she was not dating him and Travis Kelce was interested in him, well, Travis had a terrible plan to try and meet her. This is on the New Heights podcast.
Such a wild romantic gesture to just be like, I want to date you. Like on, I don't know. It was at first when I looked at it, I was
That's what it does when you're on the stage and you perform in Arrowhead. That's what it did.
This dude didn't get a meet and greet. He's making it everyone's problem. That's what I thought at first. And then
you
was
come
like,
to Arrowhead, I get to meet you. That's the perk of playing for the Chiefs.
You realize he didn't even reach out to our management. I was like, when this podcast came out, well, I was like, did he ever reach out to be like in the tents or did we know he was in the building? He came with Pat. And he thought that because he knows the elevator lady that he could talk to her about just getting down to my
dressing room. That's how it works. You just go.
And I got denied.
That's how it works in 1973.
when the elevator wasn't invented.
But he really just was like, I know a guy. I can figure this out.
I actually don't fault Travis Kelce for that. The concert was in Arrowhead. He's Travis. I know it's not Travis Kelce what we know him today, but that's a great player for the Chiefs. It's the same security for the concert that they'd have for the football games, and he's with the quarterback and Patrick Mahomes. So you would think that they could force their way into any area that they want, but I guess it's a whole different thing when Taylor Swift is performing. Taylor Swift says Kelce's move was definitely very romantic. Listen,
this kind of felt more like I was in an 80s John Hughes movie and he was just like standing outside of my window with a boombox just being like, I want to date you.
Yeah.
Do you want to go on a date with me? I made you a friendship bracelet. Do you want to date me?
Just come outside and meet me. Just meet me once. Give me a chance.
So I was like, if this guy isn't crazy, which is a big if, this is sort of what I've been writing songs about wanting to happen to me since I was.
Yeah.
A teenager.
Yeah. And I was sitting there at the Eras Tour listening to every single one of those songs like I know what she wants me to do.
I feel that.
Meet me, please. Now I'm butthurt.
Yeah. I'm upset that you didn't meet me even though you didn't know I wanted to meet you because I didn't do any proper logistical planning.
Who plans
Typical
nowadays?
Kelce. Typical Kelce.
It was wild. It was wild, but it worked.
You know, I'm listening to that and I just think what could have been. I know she's married, but for all those years I sit here and I campaign about potentially going on a date with Beyonce, and that's just a tree falling in a forest pretty much. And here's Travis Kelce just saying, oh, I want to meet Taylor Swift, and now they're probably going to get married. Man, what could have been for your boy, Zach Gill? Let's go to Joe Flacco on Shador Sanders' oblique injury.
Yeah, he said something about it, and I don't know, what can I do? You know, sorry, man, you know. It's kind of tough, you know. Like we all want to be out there and getting reps, but hey, that's what training camp and football is all about. You know, sometimes these things happen. Sometimes you got to deal with them, and it is what it is.
That's Joe Flacco basically saying, "Yeah, man, it sucks. Part of the game, bound to happen to everybody. Now you're out of the competition, pretty much, and it's just Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett." This is even more guaranteed for me to start week one than what it was a few days ago. Let's go to Grant Stewart of the Colts. Or excuse me, he's now on the Lions. He calls out Dolphins practice habits. You have joint practices with the Lions and the Dolphins. It's on the Detroit Sports Podcast.
I don't know if they're ready, man. I'm going to keep it a stack. Okay. Just because I've played at other places and played against that team last year, and I've joint practiced against that team twice when I was in Tampa. And I don't know if they practice how we practice. So I'm excited to see our guys for sure. And I'm excited to get out there, do something against somebody else where they don't know every in and out of what we're doing and stuff. Exactly. So that'll be cool, man. It'll be dope.
I took that as more so they're not ready to go up against us in practice, not as if they're going to be ready for the start of the season. And that's, I think, most people are kind of taking it.
Sure, but at the end of the day also, if you've seen the reports out of that joint practice.
Oh, it's been ugly.
That the Dolphins just got beat on every single play. Mm-hmm. And they called it lopsided and embarrassing. So I think it kind of, that's what we said before the practice, and it kind of came true.
Let's go to Thomas Hammack. We love this guy at Northern Illinois. He hates the NIL era.
We lost all these guys. Let's see who plays. So it's all good when people put it on Twitter. Hey, all glory to God. I'm going in the transfer portal. Let's see if they play. How many other guys going to play or travel or get snaps? You know, I was going to tweet something the other day, a picture of me, and say, you know what? I enjoyed my college experience. I didn't get one dime. But the lessons I learned was more valuable than any money you can ever pay me. And I appreciate that because that is long term. People are losing the fact that this is short term. Don't lose focus of what the long term. Get your degree, learn valuable lessons that's going to help you in the long term of your life. That's the whole purpose. This is a transition from being a kid to a grown up. And I hope people don't lose focus of that. Because if you're going to college to go get a couple dollars, you might as well go get a job. This is too hard to go get a couple dollars. Learn the lessons that you need to learn to be successful in life for the next 40 to 50 years of your life. I would do it again for free, because of the things I learned. And parents, they need to learn that lesson too. Stop trying to live through your kids.
That dude, we've had him on the show twice in the last year. He's always an awesome soundbite. And he's just unapologetically himself, and he's just so genuine. And sometimes it creates for some funny moments. He was in that Idaho Potato Bowl, and I guess they dumped like potatoes or something on the coach. I forget what it was. And he goes, oh, that was the best dump of my career. And that went wild. Maybe it was mayo. I forget what it was. Dumping potatoes on someone would probably hurt. But hey, Thomas Hammack, a big dude. I saw that they put him in the video game. It looked nothing like him, by the way. I think he even said, it just looks like a regular black guy. It looks nothing like me. Pat Narduzzi joins us next. It is the Zach Gelb Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.